Programming on KSTK is provided by First Bank, helping customers access their accounts electronically using online banking, mobile check deposit, online bill pay, and more. First Bank, the one who's here.
In local weather today, it's mostly sunny with a high near 49 degrees and southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 41 and calm winds becoming north around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Tomorrow, which is Tuesday, it'll mostly be cloudy with a high near 55 degrees and northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. In regional news, genies, fawns, griffins, the Loch Ness Monster. These are just a few of the critters that will be dancing on stage in Petersburg last weekend. Mikhoff Dance Troupe's spring show is titled Myths and Legends. Audiences could expect to see a veritable zoo of mythological beings and legendary creatures in the production. Dance teacher Kelsey Lamb says it's a huge departure from the more structured narrative shows the troupe has done over the years, like The Nutcracker. This time around, each instructor got to pick out their own music and routines. Lamb says they had a blast putting it all together.
Really, when we do shows like this that's not so structured around one thing, we all get to really get creative with it. We're not, you know, using songs from a certain show because it's not just based off one thing. It's such a variety for whatever we want to use. So there's a lot of variety in the music, a lot of really good songs. Even the slow songs, like the more ballet ones, they're fun.
Gabrielle Whitaker has been dancing with the troupe since she was 3 years old. Now in 10th grade, she's stormed the stage with the Amazons. She says she's having great fun playing a fierce woman warrior. She's danced in a dynamic number that's replete with swords and acrobatic stunts.
It's a good way to support, like, all the kids in school, because most of us have been in dance since we were three, and I just think it's going to be really cool. It'll be a lot of fun. Everyone should come. Everyone likes coming on stage and seeing a full house.
Mikhoff Dance Troupe spring production, Myths and Legends, played at the Wright Auditorium this past weekend in Petersburg. In other regional news, the Alaska House of Representatives passed a bill on Wednesday that would put more guardrails on the property assessment process in the state. As KTOO's Clarice Larson reports, supporters say the bill will make the process more fair and transparent for taxpayers.
Last year, many residents in Juneau and Haines said they saw steep jumps in their property assessments, large enough that some questioned whether their assessors were being transparent and fair. Representative Julie Coulomb, an Anchorage Republican, sponsored a bill that she says would tackle some of their concerns.
HB 347 put some baseline requirements in place to protect the taxpayer while preserving the important principle of local control.
The bill would stop assessors from raising a property's value during an appeal, establish new certification standards for assessors, and require a response from the government if you present an appraisal that doesn't match theirs. It also changes the default for who hears tax appeals to an appointed board of equalization instead of the municipality's locally elected officials. Some residents have also urged the legislature to cap how much the assessed value of a property can go up, but neither this bill nor a companion bill in the Senate does that. Representative Sarah Hannon, a Juneau Democrat, calls it a, quote, fairly clean-cut bill and says it only aims to standardize the appeal process in municipalities across the state, not expand the state's tax authority.
It simply sets up standards to make sure that citizens are treated fairly and have a recourse. And if someone says they're an assessor establishing the tax for you, that you know that they've met a professional standard of governance.
The bill did see some pushback. Representative Jesse Sumner, a Wasilla Republican, argued that putting limits on raising values after appeals could incentivize more people to file them. And he fears big landowners could find new ways to game the system.
I think that we may inadvertently be causing a lot of headache for our local governments in relation to those very large property taxpayers.
But the bill sailed through the House on Wednesday with a wide bipartisan majority, and with Juneau's delegation speaking strongly in favor. The House reconsidered the bill on Friday afternoon, but passed it again. The bill now heads to the Senate. Senator Jesse Kuehl, a Juneau Democrat, introduced a nearly identical bill in the Senate earlier this year. He says he's optimistic the bill will have support there. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
And Bunnell Street Arts Center in Homer is currently hosting a Canadian sound artist and radio producer through its residency program. During his stay, the artist will create and broadcast audio collages about the city's landscapes and the ways people connect with them. As KDLL's Hunter Morrison reports, the audio narratives will strategically air in locations interviewees identify with.
If you're walking through Old Town or along Bishop's Beach in Homer, you might be stopped by Andrew O'Connor, a radio storyteller who's collecting ambient sound and personal accounts of the town. The audio collages produced will be broadcasted on a loop via 4 or 5 low-cost, low-watt transmitters positioned around the city. Each transmitter will be placed with permission in locations relevant to the narratives collected and will be broadcast several hundred feet outward, all on the same frequency.
And so they're set up in a way so that as you walk through the landscape and you walk through Homer, different transmitters fall in and out of range and you hear this unique collage of sounds and stories that you sort of walk through as you engage with the landscape.
O'Connor has a background in music composition and has freelanced as a radio producer for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. He also runs a small pirate radio station in his hometown of Toronto. Although many radio stories follow an organized flow, O'Connor says his project allows him to tell stories in a less structured way. He says projects like these are an opportunity to combine his creative and technical passions he's unable to through freelance outlets.
Thinking a lot about, you know, ideas of contemporary music and just storytelling, I sort of came up with this practice where I just immerse myself in a location and record the sounds and the people and collect all this material and then create a structure that just sort of plays 24/7 that people can experience in any direction, in any way they want. It's a narrative project with no fixed order.
This is the third project of its kind for O'Connor. He has produced similar audio narratives in Dawson City, Yukon, and Sao Paulo, Brazil. O'Connor says Homer has a wide array of oral histories, which makes it a perfect spot for the project. So far, he's interviewed about 20 people, both on the street and in a sit-down format.
For this project to work, it really needs to be in a community where people are very much connected to their surroundings and to the landscape, and Homer is certainly that place.
The physical locations of the project's radio transmitters have not been determined. O'Connor says that will depend on the audio narratives collected. Wherever they're placed, O'Connor hopes the project will help people engage with Homer's history and memories.
The buildings, the trees, the rivers, the beach, they resonate with personal experience and memories and stories, and they're unique to each person, but I think, you know, sort of unite us as a whole as well.
The audio storytelling project is set to begin broadcasting at the end of the month and will air throughout the summer. For more information about the project or its workshops, visit the Bunnell Street Art Center's website. In Kenai, I'm Hunter Morrison.
The wacky, world-renowned jukebox musical Mamma Mia is coming to Nikiksi Middle High School. Set in a Greek island paradise, the show couples popular hit songs of the 1970s with antics and conflict. KDLL's Hunter Morrison attended a dress rehearsal for the show and has this story.
Several dozen students sing their hearts out to the classic Dancing Queen, one of the most well-known tunes from ABBA's musical catalog. The Swedish group's song is one of many featured in the school's upcoming production. Set in the 1990s, Mamma Mia showcases the tension between people who grew up in the 1970s and the show's main character, Sophie, who's coming of age. She's the bride-to-be in a traditional wedding, something her own mother never found appealing. Sophie also does not know her father, but to her mother's dismay, invites three guests she thinks might be that man. Students on Nikiski's drama debate and forensics team first had the idea to perform Mamma Mia on the car ride back from a competition last year. Some of the team members are also involved with the school's theater program and sang ABBA songs throughout the trip. The group officially began rehearsing for the show in January.
These kids have worked really hard learning the songs, and some of them have never heard of them before.
This is Chris Singh, the production's musical director. He's also a music teacher at the school.
The music is really intense for this level, so I'm actually really proud of all the work they've done.
The musical features more than 20 of ABBA's songs spread out between two acts and an encore. The cast is a tight-knit group, which actors say makes the production even more enjoyable to watch.
It's the onstage chemistry.
That's Jackson Hooper, who plays Harry Bright, a British man who may or may not be Sophie's father.
We're all such great friends. We hang out 8 hours a day in our normal life, and we all just get to laugh at each other and have fun on stage.
Oshi Broussard plays Tanya, the best friend of Sophie's mom. The character is a bit snobby, but brings comic relief to many of the musical's chaotic situations. Broussard is one of the students who suggested bringing Mamma Mia to Nikiski and says it's been a wonderful experience working with the cast and crew she's grown up with.
It took a full community, from costumes to hair to makeup to props to set pieces. All this couldn't happen without everybody involved.
Just because a kid lives in Nikiski, Alaska, a little bitty rural town, doesn't mean that we can't have world-class entertainment, world-class education, and world-class experience for them.
This is Carla Janess, the school's theater program director.
I just want to bring that to them because they're awesome. And I love our school and our town, and I'd love to give this gift to the community every year.
Nikiski Middle High School's production of Mamma Mia will run the next two Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. at the school's auditorium. You can purchase tickets at the door or through the program's Facebook page. In Nikiski, I'm Hunter Morrison.
And that wraps up our local segment. Stay with us for All Things Considered.